Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 2. There is no condemnation through Jesus, baptism, and the cross. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Everyone. Today we would like to share God's word with the title, There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Taking the word of Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The apostle Paul says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is a truly amazing word. The saying there is no condemnation means that God does not judge that person as a sinner. In other words, it is the word that there cannot be sin in those who are in Christ Jesus. When a person hears this word, they can have a question. A person commits sin every day. So how can you say there is no sin? Even a believing person is lacking and weak in the flesh. So how can you say there is never any condemnation? One can think like this. However, God's word is clear. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is not a word that came out of a person's emotion or thought. It is the conclusion of the gospel that God himself proclaimed through the apostle Paul. All people were originally under sin. The Bible first clearly speaks the reality of human beings. It said there is no righteous person, not even one. There is no one who understands, and there is no one who seeks God. It said a person's throat is like an open grave. There is deceit on their tongue. There is the poison of vipers on their lips. And their feet are swift to shed blood. This is the appearance of human beings born under sin. A person thinks they are good. But if they stand before God's word, they are a sinner. Inside the heart, there is covetousness. There is hatred. There is falsehood. There is lust. There is pride. And there is a mind that goes against God. God's law reveals these sins of human beings. If there had not been the word, "You shall not covet," we would not have known that covetousness is a sin. If there had not been the word, "You shall not murder," we would not have known how great a sin hatred and anger are before God. If there had not been the word, "You shall not commit adultery," we would not have known the fact that the lust inside the heart is also a sin. Therefore, the law cannot make us righteous. The law makes us realize our sin. A person who stands before the law has no choice but to confess, "I am a sinner. I have no choice but to receive God's judgment." If there is sin, the judgment of sin is waiting. If a person has sin, they cannot be happy. It is because having sin means that judgment is waiting in the future. Even in the world, if a person commits a sin and is in a position to receive punishment, their mind cannot be comfortable. Even if they look like they are eating well and living well on the outside, their mind is like being locked in a prison. How much more so for a person who has sinned before God? God's judgment cannot be avoided. A person's court might be avoided, might be hidden, and might be deceived. However, before God's judgment seat. No one can hide their sin. Therefore, the most necessary thing for a person is the resolution of the sin problem. Even if one has a lot of money, if there is sin, they are unhappy. Even if one has honor, if there is sin, they are under judgment. Even if one lives a religious life for a long time, if sin remains as it is in the heart, they are still a sinner before God. A truly happy person is a person whose sin God does not acknowledge. A person whose lawless deeds are removed, whose sin is covered, and whose sin God does not determine, is a blessed person. This is the happiness that David spoke of. If there is sin in the heart, even after believing in Jesus, that is not a born-again faith. Today, many people say they believe in Jesus, yet they say there is sin in their hearts. They say, "I believe in Jesus, but I am still a sinner." Original sin was removed, but personal sins must be repented of every day. However, the Bible does not say like that. The Bible says, "No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That there is never any condemnation means that there cannot be sin. For a person who truly believes in Jesus, God does not determine sin. Of course, the flesh is still weak. Even a believing person can do lacking things in the flesh. They can make mistakes in thoughts, make mistakes in words, and fall in actions. However, the question is whether that sin is condemned before God. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is that? It is because Jesus already took charge of all our sins. If Jesus had not taken charge of our sins, we would still be sinners. However, because Jesus took charge of all our sins through the baptism he received from John and received the judgment of that sin on the cross, there cannot be sin in those who believe in Jesus. Jesus Christ did the work of salvation that the law could not do. A person's flesh is weak, so they cannot keep the law. God gave the commands to do and do not do, but a person could not perfectly keep those commands. The law is good and holy, but it is because a person's flesh was once sold under sin. Therefore, God did it himself. What the law could not do because it was weak through the flesh, God did. God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and he made that Son take charge of all the sins of the world. Jesus is the Son of God. He is a person without sin. He is God and at the same time the Savior who came wearing a person's body. He is a holy person who cannot tell a lie and cannot commit a sin. But why did that holy Jesus receive baptism from John? It is to take charge of our sins. God did not make a person righteous by a person's deeds. God made a person sinless through Jesus Christ. This is God's righteousness. Jesus took charge of the sins of the world once and for all by receiving baptism from John. There is a thing Jesus did first when he started his public ministry. It is the event of going to the Jordan River and receiving baptism from John the Baptist. When Jesus went to John the Baptist said, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" However, Jesus said, "Permit it to be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Here, all righteousness is important. By Jesus receiving baptism, all of God's righteousness was fulfilled. Jesus receiving baptism is not a simple ceremony. It is an event where all the sins of all mankind passed over to Jesus. In the Old Testament, when a sinner laid hands on the head of a sacrificial offering, the sin passed over to that offering, and that offering died on behalf of the sinner. Like this, in the New Testament, John the Baptist, the representative of mankind, baptized Jesus, and at that time, all the sins of the world passed over to Jesus. John the Baptist was the representative of mankind, whom Jesus said was the greatest among those born of women. Therefore, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus is not an individual ceremony, but an event where the representative of mankind passed all the sins of the world over to Jesus, the Lamb of God. At that time, our sins also passed over to Jesus. It is not only the past sins that passed over. It is not only the present sins that passed over either. All the sins we will commit from birth until death all passed over. Sins committed with the heart, sins committed with thoughts, sins committed with words, sins committed with actions, sins committed knowingly, and even sins committed unknowingly, all passed over to Jesus. The cross is the judgment for the sin that passed over to Jesus. Because Jesus took charge of all the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. He was crucified on the cross. Jesus hanging on the cross is not shedding blood without any reason. Because he took charge of our sins, he received the judgment for that sin and shed his precious blood. The wages of sin is death. If there is sin, death inevitably follows. Therefore, because Jesus received baptism from John, he was crucified and killed on the cross. Jesus bleeding and dying is the work of paying the price of our sins. Jesus' cross is the place where God's justice was fulfilled. If there were no event of Jesus having the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, there is no crucifixion on the cross, either. Why did Jesus hang on the cross like a sinner? It is because he took charge of the sins of the world in his own body once and for all through the baptism he received from John at the Jordan River. Why did Jesus shed blood? It is to receive judgment for that sin of having taken charge of the sins of the world through the baptism received from John. Therefore, Jesus, baptism, and the cross are one. Baptism is the event where sin passed over to Jesus. And the cross is the event where that sin was judged. The resurrection from death is God's evidence that the judgment is completely finished and that new life has been given to us. What does it mean that we are in Christ Jesus? Then, who is those who are in Christ Jesus? It is not a person who merely says with their mouth, "I believe in Jesus." It does not only mean a person who attends church either. It does not mean a person who knows Jesus religiously either. The one who is in Christ Jesus is a person who believes with their heart the fact that Jesus took charge of my sins through baptism, received the judgment for my sins on the cross, and resurrected from death to make me righteous. It is a person who believes that my sins passed over to Jesus through the baptism received from John. It is a person who believes that Jesus fully paid the price of my sins on the cross, The person who has this faith is the person who is in Christ Jesus. For such a person, sin never remains. God does not say to that person that they have sin, because all those sins already passed over to Jesus and already received judgment on the cross. If one thinks their sin still remains, while saying they believe in Jesus, they are not fully believing in Jesus' baptism and the cross. It is because they do not believe the fact that Jesus took charge of all sins. However, a person who believes according to the word can boldly confess, "I have no sin. My sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus received the judgment for my sins. God does not condemn me." Faith is a work that can be done with the heart. Salvation is not received by a person's deeds. With the heart one believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth one confesses, resulting in salvation. It is believing with the heart, the work Jesus did for me. Some people think the work of obtaining salvation from their sins is too difficult. However, the salvation God gives is a gift of salvation that just needs to be received by faith. When a person receives a gift, they do not put forward their own merit. If the giver gives, one just needs to receive it. God the Father completed our salvation through the baptism Jesus received from John, the cross, and the resurrection. Now we just need to believe that fact in our hearts and be thankful. Of course, this faith is not a vague faith. It is a faith that knows and believes God's gospel word. One must know when, where, and how Jesus took charge of my sins through baptism. One must know that when he received baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River, my sins passed over to Jesus. And one must know that those sins were judged on the cross. If one knows this, the knot of the Bible is untied. The word spoken in Romans chapter 3 that there is no righteous person is understood, and the word spoken in Romans chapter 8 that there is never any condemnation is also understood. Looking at human beings themselves, there is no righteous person. However, the one who believes in Jesus Christ's baptism, cross, and resurrection is a righteous person who is clothed with God's righteousness. For the one who is in Jesus, the judgment of sin has also already been received. That there is no condemnation means that there is no judgment of sin. Because there is no sin, there is no judgment either. Since God does not determine sin, who can condemn that person? Since Jesus already received the judgment of sin on the cross, can he judge that sin again? God is a just person. He does not judge the same sin twice. If Jesus took charge of our worldly sins through the baptism, he received from John and received the judgment for that sin on the cross, God does not ask us for that sin again. Therefore, there is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The person who believes this fact is a truly happy person. A person who has no sin in their heart, has no judgment to receive in the future, and can boldly stand before God is a happy person. One is not happy because they have many things in the world. A person whose sin is removed is a happy person. A person whose sin God does not acknowledge is a blessed person. Now we must serve the work of preaching the gospel of salvation with thankfulness. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That does not mean that we can commit sin as we please. Such a thought is a thought that does not certainly know the gospel of salvation. Jesus eliminating our sins is not to make us live in the midst of sin, but to make us live for God's righteousness. Our flesh is weak, but we are no longer slaves to sin. We are God's children. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Therefore, we must live for the gospel. We must preach this gospel that Jesus took charge of our sins through baptism and received judgment through the cross. Still, many people suffer in the midst of sin while saying they believe in Jesus. They do not know the word of Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Because they do not know Jesus, baptism, they do not fully know the meaning of the cross, either. Therefore, they confess that they are sinners every day, live under condemnation every day, and live locked in the prison of their minds. We must preach this gospel to such souls. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus took charge of your sins through the baptism he received from John, and he received the judgment for that sin on the cross. He resurrected and gave you new life. Believe in this Jesus. We must preach like this. The one who is in Christ Jesus never has sin. Beloved everyone, today's word is short, but it is the conclusion of the gospel. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Looking at people, there is no righteous person. Looking at the flesh, we are weak. If we stand before the law, we are sinners. However, in Jesus Christ, we have no condemnation. Because Jesus took charge of all our sins through baptism, received the judgment for that sin on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. For a person who truly believes in Jesus, there cannot be sin. It is because God does not determine sin. It is because Jesus already took charge of the sin. It is because he already paid the price of sin on the cross. Therefore, we must boldly believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. I am in Christ Jesus. My sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus received the judgment for my sins. God does not condemn me. I am a righteous person whose sin has been removed. Let us live with this faith. Let us not be bound by guilt and condemnation. Let us not be discouraged by looking at our own deeds. But let us look at God's righteousness that Jesus fulfilled. And let us preach this gospel to the people who do not know it yet. God has made us be in Christ Jesus. Now, I hope that all of us become blessed saints who serve God with thankfulness and preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, like those who never have condemnation. Amen.